The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
In 54 minutes from now, across all time zones, you want to make sure you know exactly where your kids are. Are your kids in school? National School Walkout has been organized for today, exactly 1 month after Parkland, Florida school shooting, to protest guns and gun violence. Hundreds, possibly thousands, of kids all over the country are expected to take part. So how does something like this get organized? Because I've organized events before, and it's tough and expensive. Was it David Hogg and the Merry Band of Underage Gun Control Experts? For the first time in a month, they actually didn't have anything to do with it. Maybe you've given your consent for your kids to participate today. Maybe you haven't. But I thought it was both relevant and important for you to know, as a parent, who put all of this in motion. Everything going down today was set up and organized by the Women's March. Now, the brain trust behind the Women's March first began organizing today's walkout on February 16th. And they've been hard at work organizing for weeks to make sure that today's student protest goes off without a hitch. Let's just call them community organizers. They don't give a damn about school safety. Their leaders and honorary co-chairs only care about pushing their own agenda. They also think it's both relevant and important for you to know why some of these people are who they are and what they believe. And what's behind the Women's March? You want to know what they stand for? Well, I would. I mean, if my children were participating in this, I would want to know. Linda Sarsour, Carmen Perez, Tamika Mallory. They all have two things in common. They're co-chairs of the Women's Man, and they also have a certain special friend, Louis Farrakhan. Now, we can tell you who Louis Farrakhan is and how much of a nut he is. But if you're curious about his ideology, all you need to do is hear the climax of his recent speech at the annual Nation of Islam gathering. And he said, quote, white folks are going down. Satan, that's us, going down. And Farrakhan, by God's grace, has pulled the cover off that satanic Jew. And I'm here to say your time is up. That's end quote. By the way, Louis Farrakhan has not lost his position on Twitter. There's no hate speech there. Now, that's the ideology that the most powerful organizers in the Women March are associated with and friendly with. But we're just getting started. The list of honorary co-chairs at the original Women's March on Washington, D.C. reads like a list of who's who's of radical. You have Angela Davis. She was the leader in the Communist Party USA during the 1960s. You have Dolores Huerta, who is a radical socialist that came to prominence organizing the United Farm Workers with Cesar Chavez. She also participated in the communist-organized Women's Strike for Peace. She's also a big fan of Hugo Chavez. By the way, anybody who's a big fan of Hugo Chavez, how's that working out for you? Are you, maybe you can't hear me because I'm sure you're down there helping the people. The average person has lost 25 pounds, not because they're on a diet, but because they're starving to death. How's that working out for you? Also, Harry Belafonte, another honorary co-chair with some interesting statements, once called Colin Powell a house slave, compared Powell and Condoleezza Rice to Jews working for the Nazis. Now, these are the people that are either directly responsible for or associated with the march that your kids may be participating in today. If your kid participated, you need to sit down with them today and talk to them about how they're being used as a useful idiot. Make sure that you teach them the history of useful idiots and how communists always use them. And they always start with the youth. Make no mistake, this is about a radical agenda This has nothing to do with common sense gun control.
It's Wednesday, March 14th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Man, I'm going to do a monologue tonight on television that is a look back at history and to show you what exactly is happening to the West and how we are being dismantled just like we dismantled the East, especially in the 1980s. All of the same tactics are being used, and they're being used, and we are blind to what is happening. And if we don't start pulling together and we don't start rejecting the radicals on both sides, those who are in the conservative movement that are excusing Russia and Putin, and I'm not talking about anything with Trump, those who are sticking up and saying, oh, Putin's a good guy. Putin is a very bad man. Russia is our enemy. The Cold War is on times 10. And then on the other side, those on the Democrats, there was a story because of the Pennsylvania thing. Is the rise of the moderate conservative Democrat, is it happening again? No, they're run by radicals. And I'm sorry, I know it seems like it's crazy. Oh, they're, you know, just communists. Ooh, communists, they're so scary. There's no communists anymore. Yes, there are. Democratic Socialist Party of America, the Democratic Socialist, the Communist Party, it actually still exists. There are those radicals that still believe in that nonsense. You may not, but they do. And they're choking the life out of the Democratic Party. How many liberal Democrats who consider themselves, you know, the Jack Kennedy Democrat? Do they even exist anymore? People say they don't. I believe they do. They're just asleep. They just have bought into this. Oh, come on. It's the Clintons. Have you listened to Hillary Clinton lately? Have you heard what she's saying overseas? Have you heard what she's calling the average person in America that didn't want to vote for her? I know a lot of Democrats that didn't want to vote for her. A lot. They didn't want to vote for her because they felt she was corrupt. They felt she was completely out of touch. The Democrats are losing votes now. They're losing steam, you know, with white Americans. Why do you suppose that is? Because everything you say about America in the center of the country, it sounds like you hate us. I'm for the working man. Really? Are you? I'm for the women. Are you? Really? Except for those women who just listen to their husband and they're so weak and pathetic that their husband or their boss convinced them to vote against you because just a few days before the election, Comey came out and said, yeah, it looks like there is something here we need to look at. Oh, and so they were just, I don't know what to do now. She might go to jail. Please, Mr. Boss, I'm just a stupid typist. What do I do?
Well, you can't vote for her. She's going to prison.
Oh, is she?
Yes, she is. You should vote for Trump.
Okay.
My gosh, that's your statement about what women are today? Holy cow. Women should be insulted by that. Many are. They have been taken over by a radical agenda. And it is the same thing that I believe CPAC was doing. CPAC is like, well, you know, let's just bring them in. Just bring them in. I mean, they're not so radical. And, you know, they agree with us on this. I don't care. I don't care if I agree. I don't care if I agree with, you know, with the Nazis that the Autobahn's pretty good. I like the Audubon. I don't really care. Everything else about them, really bad.
Well, you know, I agree. You know, we do need a strong military.
Yeah, it's the Nazis. I don't care what I agree with them on, because on balance, the things I don't agree with them on is bigger. So I don't bring them into the party. Same with the communists. I don't bring them into the party. I don't bring the radicals. I don't bring the people who say burn it all down. I don't bring them into the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. When I look at somebody like Joe Lieberman, who is a common sense guy and who was your vice presidential candidate, who 4 years later said, there is no place for me in this party, I'm leaving, and spoke at the Republican Party convention. When that happens, I think as a Democrat, I say, wait a minute, what does he know that I don't know? What's really happening? They've eaten you. Now, if you're for freedom of speech, meaning the speech that I like, if that's what you're for, then I got a couple of parties for you. If you're for just silencing everyone who disagrees with you, I know who you can vote for. But if you think that's not America, that's not who we are. That's not who we are. If you're for xenophobia, all foreigners are bad, I know who you can vote for. If you're for, wait a minute, I think we just need to know who's coming in here. I think we should watch all of our borders, and I think we should figure out who's here, and I think we should make sure that it's all legal and that we're not getting the murderers and MS-13 coming in. But I don't hate foreigners. Okay, well, I can agree with you. But if I think all foreigners are bad, I'm not going to hang out with you. No matter how much juice you can give us. The Democrats and the Republicans are on the early road, but the Democrats did this back in the 80s and it destroyed them. We're now seeing the fruits. And it's beginning to happen with the Republicans. And we're going to be able to have a very clear understanding of who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. On the left and the right, for those who stand with Vladimir Putin. Theresa May had enough of Vladimir Putin coming in and killing people in her country. Now, last week, Russia, using a, what was the name of this toxin, this nerve agent? What was it?
Rovichok, I believe.
Rovichok. It's only made in the Soviet Union, right?
Only made.
Okay. So they used this, and they used it for a reason. They wanted to make sure everybody knew, well, this is us. And how do you know it's us? Because it's only made by us. They went and they were trying to kill a spy, a former spy. And they sneak this chemical agent in, and they hospitalize 21 people, many of them in critical condition. Don't know if anybody, we don't know how many are going to be killed because of this nerve agent. It is more toxic than VX gas. It had to have come in through some sort of a diplomatic pouch.
10 times as toxic as VX.
Okay, but only 10. Thank you, Jason. Okay, I want to talk to you about that. I want to take a quick break and I want to talk to you. Because you're going to be able to see, we're going to separate the men from the boys here soon, right now. Because Vladimir Putin is saying, oh, you're just telling fairy tales. That's not us. And you don't threaten a nuclear power. We are on the verge. We are in a more precarious place than I have felt we have been at with the Soviet Union since Reagan and perhaps since the 1960s. We are on the verge of World War III. We told you that that was coming and we told you that it would happen with Russia. If you've been following us, we've been talking about this for years. Destabilize the Middle East, then destabilize Europe. The communists, the anarchists, and the Islamists will work together to destabilize the Western world and collapse it. I think we're at the point to where they think they're strong enough to collapse it. And quite honestly, if you don't understand that Russia and Putin are really bad actors, and you're seeing people who are, you know what, oh, come on, they're just making this up about Russia, they're not so bad, you're a problem. You're a problem. You need to do a little reading and a little research.
And you separated this earlier, but it's not about any election thing.
Nothing.
It's not about that.
Nothing. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with any. It has more to do, honestly, with the Democrats, who have brought all these radicals into their own party. But the Republicans are starting to do it too.
But I mean, our closest ally had 21 people go to the hospital because of a chemical weapons attack by a foreign power.
Yeah.
This is not some silly thing that you blow off because, well, the Democrats are doing it, or you see someone, you know, your liberal friend on Twitter keeps saying the word Russia. Just because they're saying the word Russia doesn't mean that this stuff isn't real.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you about it and give you the lowdown here in just a second.
Glenn Beck.
So Vladimir Putin responded yesterday to Theresa May, who said, you know, you stop, you know, this is, she almost said act of war. This is a use of unauthorized weapons on UK soil. Sounded like she was starting to invoke the Article 5 NATO treaty. Putin responded with, don't threaten a nuclear power. You don't have any idea who you're dealing with. Said this is a disinformation campaign of the West, and Theresa May has pulled out the diplomats and frozen the Russian assets in the UK. We'll talk about that here in a second. But first, so you understand, this is not some little deal. This is the only people that make this nerve agent that has hospitalized 21 people. The only ones that made it was the Soviet Union. And the guy who was the co-creator lives now here in America, defected, and is in New Jersey.
Vil Mirzanyanov. Yeah, he's an 83-year-old man, co-creator of the nerve agent. Interesting, because he actually wrote a book, defected, wrote a book outing all the illegal chemical weapons that the Soviet Union was producing. And that was one of the weapons that they did not disclose. They didn't disclose that, and they kept it under the wraps. And the reason being is because it was created so that they could actually slip through sanctions like this or inspections, because it combines multiple different, like, actual everyday, like, manufacturing.
So they could have brought this on not through a diplomatic pouch, but on a regular airplane?
Well, I guess it's possible, but I would say highly unlikely, because okay, it's more than just the chemical agent. And this is also another heavy indicator that says that a state actor, Russia, was involved with this.
Yeah.
Because just having the chemical is not the biggest thing. It's the delivery to do that. So you have to have some means to hold it, transport it, keep it safe, and release it, which is a delivery agent.
Okay, so this is 10 times more dangerous than VX gas. And it's not made to just kill. It's made to be the most painful death. Is that right?
Another thing the co-creator has said is, like, there's no reason to use this. You would just use VX or polonium or something like that. The only reason is because it causes intense, unimaginable pain. Is a quote from him, and it's incurable, according to him. So the only reason is to instill fear.
Okay, so there's more on this and the response and what is in the future. We'll get to that here in just a second.
Glenn Beck. Mercury. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Boy, I do not envy Mike Pompeo and his first day on the job we have serious issues heating up with Russia and actions that none of us saw coming. I mean, you pick a fight with a nuclear power and you have very few options. This has been escalated, and there's already talk now about a cyber war that the UK may start to engage. Vladimir Putin knows cyber wars. We're already under a cyber war. This is the kind of stuff World War III, if you count the Cold War, I think you can count it as a world war. We're entering World War IV. But World War I and II were fought with bullets and tanks and planes. World War III or IV is not going to be fought that way. It's going to be fought with ones and zeros. And we know people have already tried to penetrate and ping our power grid, and they've already shown us that they can get in past many of the things in the power grid. I was a little concerned today when they were talking about Jeff Bezos and how the Pentagon is now going to put all of their secret files on the Amazon cloud. You see that? On the Amazon cloud. Oh, okay. Wow. They're better than the Pentagon? Holy cow, what does that say?
I'm glad Amazon's not connected to a major news outlet. I mean, that would
would be bad. Yeah.
Anyway. You know, the one that the Pentagon Papers. Isn't that a weird? That's a strange step.
It is. Yeah, we don't have to have them smuggled out. We'll just download them. So, all right. So Jason is with us. He is our head of our military intelligence and global strategy department, and our head researcher. And has a background in military intelligence and has been watching Russia for a while. So 21 people, I think this is really important. This isn't just like 21 people. Oh, they breathe some, you know, some gas in and they're really sick. No. There is no cure for this gas.
Well, I mean, a lot of this comes down to personal taste, too. Like, I know... You like musicals and I don't.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I'm an Eagles fan. Jason, you're a Cowboys fan. Like, people have different preferences. So sure. I don't know what you have to decide for yourself whether you think this would be fun or not.
Okay.
But exposure, either by inhalation or through the skin, leads to muscle spasms,
mm-hmm.
secretion of fluid into the lungs,
mm.
organ failure, and foaming at the mouth.
Psoriasis?
No. There's no heartbreak of psoriasis that exists with this. And no restless leg syndrome that we know
rashes?
Of. There, no, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I mean, and you're not bleeding from the eyes, right?
No. So this,
this is not so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
Listen to this quote from the same guy you were quoting, Jason, who one of the co-creators of this particular chemical weapon launched on the grounds of our best ally. Antidotes exist, but what does an antidote mean? You're saving a person who has been exposed to this gas, but temporarily, not to die at this time. But he will be an invalid for the rest of his life. Mm.
And in great excruciating pain.
Yeah. Jeez.
So 21 citizens of the UK have been hit by this gas that was made and only exists in the former Soviet Union. 21 people. You know, they're in the hospital. They're in critical condition. They're not going to get better. None of them are going to return to their normal life. Even if they get better, they're not. There is no cure for this, which is also another sign that it's Russian. They don't make things with a cure. It's what sets the West apart from the former Soviet Union chemical and biological weapons program. So now Theresa May said on Monday, look, come up with an explanation of this. Otherwise, there's serious consequences. We were speculating that they would kick out the ambassadors, which is a very big deal. The UK already this morning kicked out 21 ambassadors because Putin said, don't threaten us. You're making this up. You know, send it to us. We'll check. But we know it's a lie. It didn't come from us. And don't threaten a nuclear power. You don't know what you're doing. And he said, if you kick out people, we're going to retaliate. You kick out our press. You kick out our spies. You kick out our ambassadors. We'll do the same to you. And then some. Then there was somebody else I believe it was the Foreign Office of the UK that started talking about there's a possibility. One of the options on the table is a first strike digital attack. This is getting a lot more serious really fast. Jason, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. And if you think back towards the Soviet era, and kind of goes back to what you're saying about, you know, the Cold War, World War One, World War Two, those types of wars. The Soviets actually called the Cold War in the very beginning World War III. They considered that the next great war. But they specifically said that this would not be a war with bullets. It would not be a war even fought with nukes, even though we were all, you know, rapidly trying to increase our stockpiles of them. They said we were going to fight this war without a single shot fired. And it was going to be completely done using disinformation, using spies, spies, subterfuge, all that. And I mean, frankly, they were very, very successful in that. But now, as we move towards this, you know, this new era, with technology, with cyber warfare, everything that we have today, we can move into another war, you know, after the Cold War, which is all about, cyber warfare. It's all about using tactics like what they did to interfere with the election. Those are just opening salvos. With the aggressiveness that the Russia is doing now, with how they really just don't seem to care. They just really don't seem to care. They're doing these things and basically laughing in our face. If they're doing that, how more aggressive do you think they're going to be in the digital era? How bad do you think the midterms are going to be? How bad do you think the next presidential election is going to be? And not only for us, but every single NATO country in the world, or any country that they want to turn against the Western alliance.
Can I change the subject for a second? Do you think they have for lack of a better term, the scramjet technology for the missiles?
No.
I don't either. I think this is Ronald Reagan's Star Wars play at the end of the American Empire in their eyes, to get us to spend ourselves into oblivion even more. Did you see the video? He released a video, Putin did, over the weekend, apparently, of this missile that can go 10 times the speed of sound. Far as I know, we do not have an alloy that can hold up to that speed. It melts. Everything we have melts. There's nothing that can hold that heat. And they say it can go 10 times as fast the speed of sound and will bypass every single Patriot missile defense or any kind of shield that anybody has. That's pretty intense. And why did he release that this weekend? Why did he say that this weekend?
Yeah, that's a good point. And also to who has this technology, I don't think anyone has it. I think the last time I heard, the Chinese were maybe a little bit ahead of us on this, but we both had not completed it. So I know the Chinese are close. I know that we are very, very close. And I haven't heard a thing about Russia. And let's be honest, over the past, almost 100 years, Russian technology has all been stolen. They very rarely develop something on their own. It's just true. They stole the atomic weapons. They stole cruise missile technology, all of that stuff. So I highly doubt in this one instance, they suddenly leapfrogged the rest of the world and created something that no one else has been able to do before. And really everyone knows this. It's just, again, it's like using one of the most deadly nerve agents on the planet to kill some poor 60-year-old man. It's all about fear. It's all about manipulation. And he's playing that game to a T.
Can we give a little good news?
Yeah.
Okay, is it time for good news?
Yeah.
Is it
yeah,
good
yeah,
news
yeah,
time?
Yeah,
all right, because
yeah.
this is positive.
Okay.
Okay, while this is talking about this chemical weapon that, is out there apparently now. While the chemical would take effect almost instantaneously if inhaled, it would work much more slowly, perhaps over a matter of hours, if absorbed through the skin. So we've got a couple of, a few hours if it goes through your skin. And this is where it gets really good for you and me, Glenn. The agent is activated when it comes in contact with water and would be absorbed through the pores, slowed down by subcutaneous fat.
We can America, we're safe.
All you suckers have been going to the gym. Screw you,
we're
dead.
Going to control the world. The fat shall inherit the earth. So let me ask one more thing. How serious do you think the move is to freeze Russia's assets? Do we have that verified?
I
saw that
know.
On a news report today. To me, that's a pretty big deal.
I think the clarification may said where we see a threat So it didn't sound like it was all their assets. It's like if they suspect, I guess, some kind of money laundering or something like that. Mm. Who knows? But with Russian
all
banks,
of it.
It's pretty much all of them. It's interesting, though, because London is pretty much the financial hub for all of Europe. And it was kind of funny when it is like during Brexit. They said it's going to crash. You know, it's going to crash the financial system. They're not going to have access to European money. Well, European money is centered in London. That was what was so ridiculous. And people like Daniel Hannan knew that. But they were still trying to make the case that, you know, the entire system was coming down. But so if London wanted to, they could apply some serious pressure to Russian banks because all of it runs through there. That's actually also why you always see so many Russians that are killed in the UK, because all those oligarchs, all those old like KGB spies, they know exactly where they go. All the money they hoarded, they put it in UK banks. So that's why they're always killed in the UK, because they go there to retire or to defect.
Putin's not going to let them squeeze on the banks. It's going to be a very interesting few days.
Here's the quote, by the way. We will freeze Russian state assets wherever we have the evidence that they may be used to threaten the life or property of UK nationals or residents. So that doesn't mean that they're going to freeze all of them, but they're certainly leaving that door open to whatever they want to freeze. Because, I mean, you can make that justification where they may be used to threaten the life of, or property of the UK. I mean, that's a pretty wide net.
Jason, will you go do some research for me, and let's see if we can have this ready for Monday. I would like to war game a cyber war. Let's war game. Let's explain, because I don't even know. What does it really mean to get into a cyber war? What's the first volleys, the responses, and what it looks like if it goes serious? Because it's a completely different kind of warfare, and Putin knows it. And a couple of years ago, he's the one who said next war is going to be fought with ones and zeros. And he's been preparing for it. And we've already seen, again, it didn't change the election. What he's been doing is separating us. He's been getting us to yell at each other and hate each other. It's why they were putting out blasts, you know, pro-cop. And at the same time, doing social media pro BLM. They just want us at each other's throats, and it's working. And if we don't find our way to each other, when things get serious, they will be able to crack the West wide open. We also need to remember that what brought down the Soviet Empire was debt.
How often do you think about your ears? For me, it's only 34 times an hour. But for you, it may be less. You should think about them a little bit more, though, because if you don't take care of them, you won't be able to listen to me blab on the air every day, and that's very important to all of our survivals. When your ears aren't getting clean, they can really get uncomfortable. They itch, they're painful, they can get plugged up, and they can make it harder to hear. Enter the people at WaxRx. WaxRx comes with everything you need to safely clean out the earwax and condition your ears in the comfort of your home for less than the cost of a doctor's visit. And if you think, well, a Q-tip's a lot less than a doctor's visit, you should probably know that Q-tips aren't actually recommended to clean your inner ear. In fact, the box doesn't even recommend that you do that. Even the Q-tip people say don't use Q-tips for that purpose. WaxRx is used for that purpose, and you can go to usewaxrx.com right now and order your reusable ear wash system today, and you use the offer code radio, and they're going to ship it to you for free. That's usewaxrx, the promo code is radio, usewaxrx, promo code radio.
Glenn Beck.
So Donald Trump yesterday was in California, and he had a couple of things to say. One, a Trump Space Force. Let's play this cut, please. Here's Donald Trump yesterday.
My new national strategy for space recognizes that space is a warfighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a Space Force. Develop another one. Space Force. We have the Air Force. We'll have the Space Force. We have the Army, the Navy. You know, I was saying it the other day because we're doing a tremendous amount of work in space. I said, maybe we need a new force. We'll call it the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to do that.
This has actually been going on for, it started a long time ago, mostly in a galaxy far, far away.
I don't think so. You know, it's weird because he always goes off script. So that Space Force thing was not written by him. And I think that was written as a response to Vladimir Putin. Oh, you've got that missile? Yeah, we're developing a Space Force. And I'm not sure if he undercut that or not, but that it's interesting that the Space Force was in his script. Also, he said something yesterday about the governor of California. Do we have time to play that real quick?
Criticism from Governor Brown that some of this money might be better spent elsewhere.
I think Governor Brown's done a very poor job running California. They have the highest taxes in the United States. The place is totally out of control. You have sanctuary cities where you have criminals living in the sanctuary cities. And then the mayor of Oakland goes out and notifies when ICE is going in to pick them up. And many of them were criminals with criminal records and very dangerous people. You would say dangerous people. And I think the governor's doing a terrible job running the state of California. And, I have property in California, I will say. I don't think too much about my property anymore, but I have great property in California. The taxes are way, way out of whack.
Yeah.
And
so how does this play in California? I would hope that it plays well, that people are like, yep, that's right. But I'm not sure we see the world the same anymore.
Glenn Beck, Mercury.